At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Is keeping up with the Davisons.
And would you use Paula Patton's fried chicken recipe to impress dinner guests?
Plus, later on, I sit down with Lamorne Morris and T. Murph to dish about the second season of their Hulu comedy series, Woke. But, Brad, we got some breaking news popping over here on Dish Nation. What up?
Oh, Gary, hey. Like you said, somebody please check on Scott Disick, y'all, because Kourtney Kardashian threw caution to the wind and said, I do, darling, to Travis Barker in Vegas.
Wow.
Love it.
Congratulations.
Okay, so here's the tea. A couple of hours after Travis shut it down at the Grammys, the Lovebirds eloped around 1:30 a.m. inside a Vegas chapel. Mr. and Mrs. Barker were reportedly married by an Elvis impersonator and did not allow the chapel to take any photos. Instead, they brought along their own photographer and personal security. Now, not sure if the rest of the Kardashian clan was in the know of what was going on, but a huge congrats to Travis and Kourtney Kardashian Barker. We love, love this here at Dish Nation.
I love a Vegas wedding.
I love them. Well,
they're a spontaneous couple, and they kind of move differently than the rest of the Kardashian crew. But, like, I question, though, if you get married by an Elvis impersonator, does that count?
Thank you.
Are these people, like, truly, like, you know?
I think they are.
Absolutely, Craig, it does.
Scott Disick's going to cry in the car.
And she's the only one of the Kardashians that, that's not going through stress because she's with a man of her European descent. So the other one got, you know, men of
She cut off Scott because she was tired of the
men of European descent.
And
come
she's 42,
on,
y'all. Can you believe this is her first marriage at 42? Hey, all right.
Listen, I think that's exciting. I think it's kind of wonderful. It's like, I can also see her being ready to marry Travis and pulling the trigger on it because some of these men in the past, maybe they weren't quite ready for marriage.
But you know how mommy you're in charge, Kris Jenner loves throwing a big wedding, so I'm sure we're going to have something special coming up for that Hulu series when it drops.
They'll
have a real Elvis there.
We're going to have that behind the scenes footage when that Hulu series drops.
Totally.
That's what we're
going to
get. Well, keeping it Kardashian, Kim K and Pete Davidson might be headed to the chapel soon because they are getting serious. Okay, guys, within the past month, the couple has made their love Instagram official, and news just broke that Pete took their relationship to the next level by introducing Kim to his grandparents. Nana and Papa.
The grandparents?
You know, that's when it's getting serious.
It's serious,
A secret tea spiller said, a source told us, told us that Pete couldn't wait, and quote, it was definitely the next step in their relationship. He's overjoyed with getting to introduce his family to Kim.
I love it. And Kim and Pete are not the only ones spending some quality time with each other. Kanye also introduced his new boo, Chaney Jones, to his entire family at a birthday dinner for his 85-year-old relative. So it looks like they're both moving on with their lives,
Finally, it looks like it.
But y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all playing crazy, honey. Wait till Pete grandparents see them little black babies, honey. Then they're going to really wonder, guess who's coming to dinner?
Oh, they know all about them already. They know.
Come on, Bear. And you know when Nana
and Papa get to meet your partners, things is getting super serious because they are always unfiltered and they will tell you how they feel about that person in real time. So this is a milestone for them.
I mean, Pete's so cool. He seemed like he got a little black in him, if you ask me. Like, his attitude, he seems a little blackish.
A little blackish.
I just love all of them together. This is great. We got to find somebody for Chloe, and we'll be good.
Build a basketball court for the next 5 years.
Anybody on a basketball court, honey, be good for
Chloe.
She
may need to look into the WNBA. Do something else. T-Pain voice. All right, well, yo, switching things up real quick, man. Paula Patton has black people everywhere shaking their heads. Oh, hell nah. Now, Lord. I don't know if you've seen her video, man, but sis don't know how to cook or clean chicken, ladies and gentlemen. She took to social media to show off her mother's famous fried chicken recipe, and it was the ultimate viral video fail. If you're in a kitchen heating grease in a cast iron pan, just turn it off for a second so you can see this atrocity which took place in the world of culinaryism.
Get it with some cold water.
Just cold water?
We'll get the frying in it.
That chicken ain't clean.
So now we put
that chicken's not clean.
Flour, right?
The spices fell off in the grease.
So now we repeat.
Season the grease.
So look at the grease! Are ready to go. Look at, they look pretty. They're
look
brown.
At the grease.
It's on it.
Yo, I'm Latino. I'm Latino, and I was clutching my pearls watching her cook this chicken, y'all.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. I watched that whole thing, and that chicken looks super spicy to me.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. What was wrong with that recipe?
Organic flour?
She must have learned how to cook from her mother's side, baby. You know, her mama is white. Bless her spirit and her daddy black. But I tell you what, you don't fry no chicken in no plastic bag. We use a paper bag.
Paper bag.
Shake that chicken up.
Shake that chicken up.
Paper bag catches the grease when it's all said and done.
Tanner, would you eat this chicken?
Hell yeah, that spicy-ass chicken she made. That's super flavorful. Spicy.
If Paula Patterson like opened the franchise, it'd be called No Jangles, because they ain't gonna make no money selling chicken that looks like
no
that.
No Jangles.
Oh, damn.
No Jangles.
Like, I would be that person sitting at dinner that I'd be eating the chicken. I'm like, this was delicious, Paula. Do you have any seasoning? Can I get some?
Come on to Atlanta, Paula. We're gonna put you with Rick Ross and show you how to fry that lemon pepper chicken.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go. Can I come?
Okay, all right, guys. moving on. We tried. We really, seriously tried. We did ourselves. We did the best. We did the best we could. We have another story yet again about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Why?
I know. Listen, Chewie, I wish it wasn't so, but it is. Some people think women want their man to defend them, but a source told Us Weekly that Jada wishes he didn't slap Chris. It was in the heat of the moment. He knows that. She knows that. They're in agreement that he overreacted. So here's the thing.
Oh,
are you guys surprised? Are you surprised at all? Do you think Jada would say anything publicly that she was glad that he did it? Wouldn't that be crazy?
That's the safest thing she could possibly say, because she can't go on record. It's like, yo, I'm glad he did it, and I wish he'd do it again.
Yeah.
But like, since this event has happened, I've sat quietly in my car sometimes, like Doctor Strange, thinking of multiverse ways that this could happen. Like, what if like Will Smith went on stage and Chris Rock smacked him, and then then Will Smith had to go back to his seat crying? Like, it could have went so many different ways. But I would have never expected this to go down the way it did, and for them to cancel as many things as they're trying to cancel for Will, it's absurd.
I'm so tired of talking about this, Lord.
You would think he smacked a baby.
Right.
Right.
Damn.
Right.
What we need is a single pay-per-view. It's 5 minutes, and it's just Chris Rock saying everything he has to say, and then he walks over there and he slaps Will. And then it's over, and then it's done. It's slap
done.
For slap.
Yeah.
It's fair, and we're over it.
They should bring Will Smith back as the host of Boiling Point on MTV and just put him in various scenarios and see if he thugs it out or not.
Okay, I got a question for you. How would you feel if you never got a chance to experience the weekend again?
I know, right?
I could live without Saturdays and Sundays, truly.
Okay.
No, Gary. I'm talking about the singer. The weekend. He's considering dropping his stage name. Oh. Yeah, Gary. He tweeted, and I quote, I'm going to pull a Yee and just legally change my name to Abel. No last name like Madonna or Cher or Prince. I don't know.
Abel?
It seems like a lot. Well, yeah, that's his real name. It's Abel.
Abel Testafay, right?
Yeah, it's Abel. So what's up with these artists? Y'all, we got people leaving music. We got people changing their names.
I don't think it's a good idea. We know you as the weekend. Yo, did y'all pick up that new Abel? I don't know. No matter what he changes his name to, we're gonna still identify him as the weekend.
I'm thinking about changing my name probably to Tenacity.
Tenacity.
That sounds like a stripper name, Gary.
That really does sound like a stripper name.
I really like. All right, guys, reach into your pockets, get some dollars out for Tenacity.
Some green on the sea. Up next, we're gonna tell you who's not pregnant and who's not dating. You're not gonna want to miss it, man. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, it looks like Hailey Bieber is fed up. So Hailey attended the Grammy Awards over the weekend with husband Justin Bieber, and apparently her loose-fitting Saint Laurent gown caused speculation that she was hiding a baby bump. Yes. Radar shared an IG post that read, "Is a little Belieber on the way?" And Hailey clearly had time because she replied in the comment section of the post, "I'm not pregnant. Leave me alone."
All right, Hailey.
Come on, Hailey, all with right, the Hailey. Attitude.
A couple Jimmy John's will do that to you.
Yeah, literally one meal. Well, I feel bad. I always feel bad for women because it's like, men, whenever we dress up really nice or we're going to these award shows, it's a tux, it's a suit, it's a whole thing.
Right.
Women got to stuff like into a tiny ass dress. And if you have one bagel in the morning, come on.
Yeah, I get the same way before Dish 2 when I have one bagel. It's just bloated for the whole week. I don't know why.
People ask me all the time, if I'm caring, I'm like, no, I'm not, and I'm just bloated. Please.
Yeah, Gary can't chase away those pregnancy rumors no matter what he does.
No, just because I swallow my food. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The stomach's like a pond.
Moving on, Gary.
All right. Gary drinks his breakfast or whatever. Okay. His dinner, breakfast, lunch,
protein
and dinner.
Protein shakes. Yes. I don't know.
Last week, we talked about Jason Momoa and Kate Beckinsale as a potential smash alert after they were spotted looking coupled up at the Vanity Fair Oscars after party. And remember, she was wearing his jacket. I know, Tanner. It's hilarious. Well, it was a false alarm. There's no Momoa, Kate.
Oh, come on.
Damn. Reporters caught up with Jason and asked him at a premiere if they were dating, and he replied, "I'm gonna do my best, Jason Momoa."
Oh, here we go.
All right, it was Cray. I have a conversation with a woman about her country. I was in England doing Aquaman 2. Everyone was like, "Are you dating?" I was like, "No. Chivalry. The woman was cold."
That's a good Jason Momoa.
Thank you very much. That should be Aquaman.
But I guess Kate won't be getting wet, baby, from Aquaman.
Hello.
Okay. No, Gary, that's not happening, baby.
Here's my thing: is like, we remember just like, what was it, last year Kate Beckinsale was seen with Pete Davidson? What's her type to go from Pete Davidson to Jason Momoa, if that were a thing?
They're clearly not together, so they're not
because I feel like there was somebody else before Pete Davidson too, so Kate Beckinsale kind of gives me that love him and leave him kind of vibe, or like, you know, she dates people for a season.
She's just testing the waters like to see what works.
Yeah, like that Venus flytrap mentality. Just like eat them up and just spit them out.
I would hate to be ensnared by Kate Beckinsale. Nothing would be worse.
Ensnared?
I can't front. I'd like to find out what that underworld's about.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, guys, get ready because it is time for a Dish Debate. Oh, God, this story's crazy. What in the Tinder swindler is going on? Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich has allegedly asked his closest friends, including film director Brett Ratner and the Rothschild family, to lend him $1 million to make ends meet. Now, here's the thing.
How
is it that a billionaire needs to borrow some money? Well, evidently his bank accounts were frozen in the U.S. and the U.K. due to the war.
Ooh.
Yikes. So, guys, Atlanta, are you loaning this dude $1 million or not?
Nah, I think he's good for it. Maybe. Possibly. I got 20 on it. If anybody,
I got five
anybody wants
on
to put
it.
Any more on there.
I mean, with interest, he can have it.
Yeah, I was loaning the money with the highest interest rates
anywhere. It's double or nothing.
But you know about 99.9% interest.
Yeah, once his assets were unfrozen, then he would pay you back and probably add a little extra.
People would got money.
Yeah.
I don't like to loan people money no matter how much it is.
Me too,
I had some friends ask to borrow just even like $1,000 and I'm like, dude, no.
I let a family member borrow $50,000 once.
$50,000?
I'm still waiting for that.
That's what I'm saying, Chewy. How long has it been?
Couple years.
Yo, pay Chewy.
He ain't getting that back, Choo-choo.
Baby, they asked me for 10, and I say no, honey. I don't like to loan.
You could have bought a person for $50,000.
Exactly. Really?
Listen,
damn, HK, we're not doing that.
Yeah, listen, we don't talk about that on TV. That's highly illegal. We don't do that.
Oh, he's keeping it Russian for a second, I thought.
Are we live?
Are we doing this? He's hitting with the rubles or whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
Up next, I got a chance to chat with Lamorne Morris and T. Murph about the second season of their show. Whoa, come right back, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, get your binge chair ready because April 8th, it is going down on Hulu. It's season 2 of Woke. And back in the building, we got the stars Lamorne, Morris, and T. Murph in the house. What up, y'all?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's good, man?
So excited, man. Lamorne, we'll start with you. How would you briefly describe the show to someone who hasn't seen season 1?
Man, you know, there's a saying, you know, black is not a monolith, right? So we do all kinds of stuff. We come in all kinds of shades, but a lot of times people want to put us in a box and define us a certain way. So this show here is about the journey of a man who is realizing those things. He doesn't take sides politically. He kind of walks down the middle of the road. His group of friends all form his opinions. They help the way he thinks. You got friends on the left, friends on the right, friends that are more street, friends that are less street. And then he gets his ass beat by the police and he doesn't know what to think because he doesn't think it could happen to him. The show is about his journey.
Now, T. Murph, man, like we see that showers are being mentioned in season 2. And in the past, many of our white friends have revealed that they either don't wash their face or shower at all. Can you please explain how important is it not only getting in the shower, but also washing your legs?
Look, man, washing your entire body is a necessity of life. You not washing your ass, we got a problem, okay?
Word. Now, in this show, you guys hilariously try to eliminate stereotypes. What is the funniest stereotype you guys both found yourself in at some point or another?
Man, in real life, I'll tell you, I was having a dinner with somebody. It was me and it was two white guys. All right. And the white guy, he looks over and he was like, we're watching a basketball game. He says, Lamorne, I bet you're the best basketball player out of all three of us. And I was like, wait. I was like, where? I said, why would you just assume that? He's like, no, I can just tell. You're probably better. And I looked at my other homeboy who was here. I said, no, actually, Kyle's a better basketball player than me. So that means you're the worst basketball player here. So it was just one of those weird things where I was like, where did that come from, man?
I think mine was when I was in Dubai. And my driver turned around and he looked at me because I got a beard. He was like, Are you Muslim? And I was like, nah. He's like, but you look Muslim. And I didn't know this was uniform. Like, nobody told me that.
Well, yo, keep it on the show real quick now. Let's pretend you guys are Keith Knight and Clovis right now. And these are your characters' opinions, not yours. What would you say about guys getting BBLs?
I don't know, man. It's freedom of expression. If you don't feel comfortable with the way your body is set up, I think I don't see why you wouldn't just go ahead and get an enhancement.
That's because your booty flat, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if it were causing problems with me, you know, maybe I fall into the toilet every time I go and drop a deuce. I might want to add some layer to it so I can at least sit comfortably. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
yo, I love you guys so much. I'm so excited about season 2, man. You guys are definitely woke. Be sure you tap into that coming Friday, April 8th on Hulu. Be sure you check it out and stay tuned for more Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Can you picture Marlon Wayans as Robin? Man, Marlon was signed on to play Batman's sidekick in the Batman Forever movie in the 90s.
Wow,
yes.
That's wild.
But once the film changed directors, Marlon was 86th, and since he was already signed on to play Robin, he received $100,000 plus residuals that he still gets to this day.
Oh. But the thing is, like, yo, Marlon had a really dope career. Like, where did Chris O'Donnell's career go after he played Robin? Yeah. Marlon Wayans had Scary Movie 1 and 2 before he snatched 3 from him, and he did like some other dope things. He had the career he was supposed to have.
Gary, do you think he would have done White Chicks?
No, he wouldn't have played White Chicks because White Chicks was a smaller budget movie. Had he played Robin or whatever. But I think they should get into him now that Black Lives Matter, they should revisit that and give him, you know, let him play Robin now.
Wait, so Batman Forever needs to get remade because of Black Lives Matter?
I want you to know I support that.
Your tenor needs to happen,
I support
bro.
It. I support it. I think that's a great idea,
and
Gary.
Batman and the Homeboy Wonder.
Watch yourself, bro. You got 4 brown people as coworkers right now.
But you got me, though, Tanner, honey.
I can see him being like the Flash if he was like a DC character because he's kind of thin. You know,
I
he's
see
not.
The Flash.
Yeah, how about Galanti?
What do you think, Tanner? Can he play that?
What?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.